Hello to the few people that are actually going to be listening to this. I'm back in the podcast game. I was out for a little bit, but I'm back. Me and Michelle had started the Yak My Ear Off podcast in Vancouver, and then we just kind of up and moved. So since we haven't been posting, it was just like us being gone. As soon as we packed up our house, we ended up moving to Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So we're living here now, and we just never picked up the podcast thing again. I think in part because I had an office in our old house in Vancouver, and we just kind of did it in there. And then here in Calgary, I didn't have my own office. We kind of have our computer set up in this, like, in the corner of the main floor of our house. So it's not exactly a good place to be doing a podcast. But I wanted to keep doing it, and I was always thinking about it, but I didn't have a space. But there's this room in our basement, and it's just like it's a real ghetto room, to be honest with you, but and we've just been kind of using it as storage. But I just decided that I would clean out some of the crap that we'd stuck in here, because it's in the basement. It's just like it's just a terrible room. But I emptied the room out, bought a desk, and then I set this up. I got my computer in here, I got a microphone, I got another microphone in case I want to get somebody down here, do some interviews. That's kind of the direction that I'm hoping to go into. Michelle's not going to be joining me for the podcast anymore. It's going to be a solo mission. So, hi, get used to me. Alone. Well, not alone all the time. Like I just said, I want to move in the direction of doing interviews, probably with, photographers, since I'm a photographer myself, but artists of, any kind of genre, music, painters and stuff like that. Those kind of people, things that I think might be interesting personally. So you can kind of look forward to something like that. And then, I don't know, like I'm just going to kind of feel it out, because it's kind of be kind of tough doing it all alone, right, by myself. So, we'll see the direction it ends up in. I know the direction I want to go, but we'll see where it ends up in the end. But I just figured I just set this room up tonight. So I just figured I'd hop on the mic and throw down a quick little hello reintroduction of myself. Rob, yeah. And I guess that's really all the vital information I thought I'd tell you. I guess I could talk a little bit about some things that are happening. This isn't something that's happening, but this is something that I thought I should share with anybody that's listening. If you're a fan of old 80s movies like I am, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off and stuff like that, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, then you're going to want to check out, there's a post on the Yahoo movie site, and it's a then and now of the cast of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I thought that was a cool movie, and I kind of went through, it's like a picture from the movie of the actor, and then a picture of him today, or her, and then like a little write-up about each actor. So it's actually pretty cool, it's interesting. I like it. I like old school 80s movies, like 16 Candles, stuff like that. This is just one of those classics, so it's always cool to kind of, even when I see these old movies, like if I rewatch one, I'm always like, oh, I wonder what happened to that person. What's that person doing now? So if you kind of are the same way and you ask those questions yourself, well, you got the answers right here. I'll post the link of this site or whatever, of this page story on the Facebook group. If you guys know the Facebook group, I don't know. It's, I can't even remember what it is. It's been so long since I've done this. It's been over 6 months, seven, eight, who knows? Yeah, around there. Anyways, so there's got to be a link off of the Podomatic page, 100%. So just find the link there. Sorry, I can't just tell you, but it'll be easier that way anyways. You're already on your computer, you just go click, boom, Facebook, there. Anyways, it'll be there, check it out if you like that kind of thing. Anyways, and just from that 80s movies thing, I just saw something on Huffington Post. John Cusack, he's giving advice big advice on how to help America get out of their homeowners crisis. So, you know, if you like 80s movies and you want to take advice on how to fix America from John Cusack, then you should check out the Huffington Post. Here, I'm just going to play, like, I don't want to get totally into it about, like, exactly what he's saying, because I know I'm going to fuck it up and say some wrong stuff and it's just not going to go good. But anyways, this guy can articulate it a lot better than I can. It's not John Cusack, but it's another guy at Huffington Post, just to give you an idea of what John Cusack's ideas are. So I'm just going to move my mic and then press play on this. Just give me a second here. Where's my mouse? 1 second. Here we go. And all right.
John, it's your company that is facilitating this. So, but your audio isn't absolutely perfect, but just so I can clarify for viewers, the idea is that if cities were use the power of eminent domain to take back the houses that are underwater, then they could refinance without the approval of the banks. John Cusack, you brought this to our attention. What struck you about it? It's one of those ideas that sounds just crazy enough to work.
Yeah, I just thought it was seemed to be a question of, you know,
all right, so there you go. So that's the kind of basic thing they start talking about. And I listened to this interview. It's a video, actually. It's a video one, and watched it. And I don't know, it just kind of got boring to me because, I don't know, I guess I'm not in that situation. But if you are and you like John Cusack, you might want to check it out. But I don't know, you know, it's John Cusack. He's an actor. But I don't know, maybe he's a smart guy. You never know. Maybe he can help you out. Do you solid? I don't know. yeah, anyways, that's enough of that. Sorry. Olympics are just over. So, you know, the regulars killed it all the time. Same old, same old. I don't even need to mention who they are. We'll just get straight to Canada because that's where I'm living right now. And how do we do? How did Canada do? Well, I don't know. Not so bad, I suppose. We got 1 gold. That's cool. And 5 silver, 12 bronze. So, you know, at least we didn't come home empty-handed. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. But the gold medal came from this girl doing the trampoline. Like, congratulations to her. That's great. You know, I'm sure the whole country's proud of her. That's awesome. Totally big up. But honestly, I didn't even know trampoline was an Olympic sport, because it's pretty fun. And I wouldn't mind throwing my hat in there. I'm pretty good on the trampoline. I could do the flips and the spins and stuff. It's a good time. It's a good time. Okay, now I'm just rambling on, and I'm probably offending some people. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I honestly do feel very happy for that young lady that won the trampoline competition. Big up. And to everybody else that won a medal for Canada, also big up to you too. And nothing need be said about the, you know, everybody else, because, you know, they're going to get what's coming to them. Actually, you know what? One last thing I got to touch on this Olympic thing is I heard on the radio today, people are just going nuts saying, oh, the poor Canadian athletes aren't going to make any money when they come home, like the Americans and stuff. Like, if an American comes home, they're going to get all these sponsors and they're going to be rich and whatever, right? And they're saying that that's just not the case with the Canadian athletes. So, and then people are calling in. It was some, I can't remember what radio show, it was probably CBC or something. But anyways, people are calling in and just going nuts saying, oh, well, maybe the government should give them more money, or maybe they should do this, or maybe they should do that. We need to have more programs for these athletes, or, and I don't know, I'm just like, what? Like, what is the government gonna have to do with anything? Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah, they won the medal for Canada, great, but you know, I think the government's got enough problems on their hands and worrying about paying some friggin' athletes money, you know what I mean? I don't know, just my 2 cents. Anyways, that's enough. This is really getting old. Okay, so podcast will be going down weekly. If you made it this far, I'm amazed, because I probably would have turned it off by now. I'm sure I'm just rambling and rambling. Anyways, thanks for sticking around if you did. It's going to be a weekly thing. Now, today is Monday night, so I'm just going to end up posting this tomorrow on Tuesday evening, because I got to go to bed. It's late and I got to get up early. So I guess I'll try to post it every Tuesday. Tuesday's a good day. Number two, during the week, you know, Monday's a little rough, Tuesday's a little better. I don't know, maybe some midweek. Could wait till the end of the week. I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, I'm going to feel that out too. Start posting on Tuesday, and you never know. Maybe I'll end up be posting on Friday, but nobody's going to listen on Friday. Everybody's got to go out and do their thing, but you never know. They could do it, listen on the weekend. I don't know. All right. Well, anyways, you got an opinion, let me know or not. If you want to email me, ymeo@mail.com. You hit me on Twitter, ymeo1. And yeah, and Facebook group, links out there. All right, well, thanks for listening, and definitely check back next, tomorrow, I guess if you're listening to this, who knows when you listen to this, but next Tuesday, I'll be posting another one. I promise you that. All right, and it'll probably be better than this. Well, it's got to be better than this. I'm going to try and track down some interviews. All right, later.